The Apple Effect, podcasts of the Apple Story, brought to you by iMug and Museum Victoria.
In this podcast, from the Publishing Showcase, graphic designer Ginny Lindstedt of Goanna Design speaks about how she came to use Photoshop.
Photoshop first came into my work arena. I was working as a graphic designer, and we're getting traditional scans, drum scans done, and placing them into artwork to be output separately, and then placed into the artwork at Filmwork stage, which was quite a cumbersome process and didn't allow any retouching to be done by the designers. It all had to be done by the film house. Any black and white retouching we had to do to bromide type photographs was done with an airbrush or with a paintbrush. Any contouring that we had to do was done with a paintbrush or with scissors, or at Filmwork stage it was done with masking films. So Photoshop really presented this new technology that allowed designers to do it all at the desktop. We were doing a lot of, at the time, we were doing a lot of brochure work, some corporate work for big corporations, lots of little businesses. We were working, doing posters, mostly brochures would be requiring the Photoshop work at that time. Over the years, more recent years, of course, Photoshop has become much more user-friendly and more commonly used in all sorts of applications to do with print work and web design. I think the first Macintosh we were using it with was a 2VX, or there may have been one before that. But yeah, quite an early model machine that probably only had 200 megabytes of hard drive at the time, so the files had to be quite small, not anything like they are today. Photoshop today means that the work done on the computer is you just cannot compare it to the type of work we were doing 15 years ago without Photoshop. Everything was done by hand. It was very cumbersome, and there was no way we could get the sort of results we get today all on the desktop. And with layers being introduced into Photoshop, it means that, and history palettes, you can make mistakes and correct them. You can make several copies of the same file to try different ideas. In the old days, you did it once, and if it wasn't right, that was too bad because you couldn't recreate it, or you couldn't undo what you'd already done. So I think, you know, today's technology is just absolutely astounding. Astounding is all I can say. It's a really awesome thing to get your head around. You've come through the industry right from when things were all done with pencil and paper and pen. Apple Macintosh has transformed my work environment completely. We no longer do anything by hand unless it's preliminary sketches. Everything else is done on the computer apart from cutting up for mock-ups and so forth. The preliminary sketches are then translated onto the computer, so ideas are still formed away from the computer, but the application is all computer-based.